And we're back on a Getaway Friday, Friday, October the 9th, 2020. 18 coming up on 19 minutes past the hour. It's on the air, and we are playing the Family Feud. Now, you have had, what, 15, 17 minutes there to come up with answers to the next category here. The next category, name something that flies. We've got 10 answers here. Let's go for the first one. Go ahead, caller.
Helicopter.
Let me take a look here and see if helicopter, airplane, helicopter number two. You've got it.
Alrighty.
Thank you. All right. The number two answer is gone. That covers both airplane and helicopter. Name something that flies. We've got 10 answers. One is done. What are the others? Go ahead, caller.
A kite.
Kite is number three on the list. You've got it. Kite makes number three on the list here. 740-383-9944. Name something that flies. We've got helicopter, airplane, kite. We still have eight answers left on the big board today. 740-383-9944. A nice simple question. Name something that flies. What would that be? We've got the number 1, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10 answer left. We've got helicopter and airplane. That counted for one answer, number 2. And we've got kite, which was the number 3 answer. What are the others? Go ahead, caller.
Drones.
Drones? Let's see here. A drone is number 9 on the list. You've got it. Drone makes the list at number 9. How about that? Now, we would not have said drone years ago. That is for sure. All right. What's on this list? Name something that flies. Go ahead, caller.
Birds.
Bird, number 1 answer. You got it. Bird was the number 1 answer. So we've got bird, airplane, helicopter, kite, and drone. But we still have got 6 answers left. Name something that flies. Name something that flies. 740-383-9944. 21 and a half minutes past the hour. 6 other things on this list that fly. Something that flies. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Insects.
Insects. Let's see here. Bug. A bug is on this list. You got it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bug number 4 on the list. So we've got bugs. We've got bugs, a kite, airplane, helicopter, bird, drone. Name something that flies. Go ahead, caller.
The older I get, the more I think about time. Time flies.
Time does fly when you're having fun, and it's number 7 on the list. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, time does fly. How about that? All right, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4 answers left. How about that? We're already down to 4 on a list of 10. We've got 6 answers. We've got bird, airplane, helicopter, kite, bug, time, and a drone. What are the other answers? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. It's the number 5, 6, 8, and 10 answers that are left. We've got bird. We've got airplane and helicopter. We've got kite. We've got bug. We've got time. And we've got drone. Name something that flies. Go ahead, caller.
How about butterflies?
Butterfly, number 6 on the list. You got it. Butterfly is on the list, to be sure. So now we're down to 3 answers. We've got the butterfly. So we've got the bird, the airplane, the helicopter, the kite, the bug, the butterfly, time, drone. 3 answers left on the list. Three big answers. Does anybody know what they are? Well, we're knocking this category right out. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name something that flies. Three big answers left. The last one we got was butterflies. Of course, butterflies do fly. 740-383-9944. 24 minutes past the hour. Name something that flies. Not a bird, not an airplane or a helicopter, not a kite, not a bug, not a butterfly, not time, not a drone. Those are the ones that we already have, but there are three answers left that are eluding us at this particular point in the category of name something that flies. Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. Can anybody think of anything else that flies? Let's see here. Go ahead, caller.
The money out of my checking account.
Boy, that does fly, especially on a Friday. Not on the list, but a good guess.
Thank you.
Doesn't quite make the list today, but it is Friday, and money does go flying as the weekend hits. Name something that flies. Three answers left to go. Do we know what they are? Something that flies. All right, here comes another one down the pike. Go ahead, caller.
Fireflies.
Fireflies. Fireflies are not on the list, but a good guess. No fireflies on this particular list. Name something that flies. Three answers remain. They're the number 5, 8, and 10 answers on the board. Name something that flies. 25 and a half minutes past the hour. When we get down to like three answers, this starts becoming much more difficult. Now we have... Well, what do we have here? We have 7... of the 10, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, yeah, we have 7 of the 10, 3 left to go. Name something that flies. And then we can move on to the next category. Does anybody know something that flies? 740-383-9944. That is what we're looking for here on this Getaway Friday, October the 9th, 2020, 26 minutes past the hour. Name something that flies. What could it be? Not a bird, not an airplane or a helicopter, not a kite, not a bug, not a butterfly, not time, not a drone. What flies? Go ahead, caller.
Superman.
Superman. He does fly, but he is not making an appearance on the list today.
Okay.
Thank you. No Superman. I would have liked to have seen Superman on the list. Superman does not make the list. Name something that flies. Do we know? Are we going to come up with it? Let's see here. Go ahead, caller.
How about a hot air balloon?
Hot air balloon. That certainly does fly. Not on the list today. No hot air balloon. Name something that flies. What flies? Three answers remain. 27 and a half minutes past the hour. Are we going to get the three? We'd love to. Go ahead, caller.
Can I do two?
Go ahead.
Okay. A blimp.
A blimp. No blimp.
What about a jet?
A jet. No jet on the list.
Aw.
0 for 2, unfortunately. Thank you. All right, we're looking for something that flies. 740-383-9944. We've got three answers remaining. Name something that flies. Does anybody know what those three answers might be? Something that flies. Interesting answers. You know, they really are not that difficult. They're not like the last category. Now remember, we've got bird, airplane, helicopter, kite, bug, butterfly, time, drone. Three answers. Name something that flies. Go ahead, caller.
How about the space shuttle?
Space shuttle. Space shuttle not on the list today. No space shuttle on the list of things that fly. Name something that flies. Remember, if the phone line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on trying back. Name something that flies. Go ahead, caller.
About a baseball or a golf ball?
Baseball, golf ball, no balls on the list.
All right,
thank you. They do fly during those games, but no baseballs, no softballs, no golf balls on the list today. Name something that flies. What could it be? Three answers remain, the three that elude us, here on this Getaway Friday. Let's see if this is one of them. Go ahead, caller.
How about the witch?
The witch. Well, it is Halloween time, but no witches on this list. No flying witches on this particular list. 740-383-9944. Name something that flies. What flies? Let's see. What is up in the air flying around? 740-383-9944. We're coming up on a 60-second break. We're coming back in 60 seconds. Things that fly.
You know, Nan Britton, the mother of President Harding's only child, wrote the first tell-all book called The President's Daughter.
Yes, it is a very detailed book, should we say?
Wow, is it detailed? I've seen instruction manuals that were less detailed.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
31 minutes past the hour here on this Getaway Friday. We've got a question before us on the Family Feud here. Name something that flies. We have three answers left on the board. We've got bird, airplane, helicopter, kite, bug, butterfly, time, and drone. But there are three answers left that we do not have yet. What are they? Something that flies. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name something that flies. Does anybody know what it could be? Well, maybe this is the person who does. Let's see what we got. Go ahead, caller.
Bats.
Bats. You know, bats is a very good answer. It's not on the list, but a good answer nonetheless.
Okay.
Thank you. No bats in the belfry on this particular list. Name something that flies. 32 minutes past the hour here. You know, bats is a very good answer. I thought bats would be on the list. Nonetheless, they do not make the list. So we're still looking for something that flies. Bird, airplane, helicopter, kite, bug, butterfly, time, drone. Three answers left that are eluding us here. Name something that flies. Go ahead, caller.
Butterfly, time.
Bees, number five on the list. You got it. Thank you. Bees do make the list. All right. Now we're down to two. How about that? We might get through this one this hour. Bees were number five on the list. Name something that flies. Go ahead, caller.
The man on the flying trapeze.
And what was his name?
I don't know.
Oh, that's so close to one of the answers.
The flying trapeze.
Oh. Well, I don't know if that was their name, but
okay.
It's good. Oh, you're close.
Okay.
You're so close. All right. Now, that's a good answer. That's a very good answer, but not quite where we need to be on one of the final two here, but that's very close. Think about that. 740-383-9944. Name something that flies. Two answers left on the list. Go ahead, caller.
Acrobat.
Yes, acrobats, but what's the name of the acrobats?
Oh, shoot. I don't know, Scott. Give us the answer already.
I'm not that giving.
Oh.
I know. Keep thinking. All right. It's okay. Acrobats, trapeze people. What is it? Something that flies. Go ahead, caller.
Superman.
Not Superman. Superman is not the answer. 740-383-9944. Name something that flies. Well, we've woken some people up, I think. Go ahead, caller.
The Flying Melindas.
The Walendas. Are they still around?
Some of them, yep.
You know, I haven't heard of them in a long time.
Nope. Slowly are dying off from falling.
I bet so. But they still make this list at number 10.
All right.
Thank you.
Yep.
Yes, the Flying Walendas at number 10. I thought that would be the hardest one to get. Now we've still got one left. Number 8. What's the last thing that flies that we don't have yet? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. One thing left that flies that we don't have yet. What could it be? Go ahead, caller. A guy shot out of a cannon. He does fly, but it's not on the list today. We've got a bird, airplane, helicopter, kite, bug, bee, butterfly, time, drone, and the Walendas. But there's still one answer left that rang in at number 8. Name something that flies. Name something that flies. Does anybody know what that is? 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944. Name something that flies. What could this be? One answer left on the list. We've got 9 of 10 here. Only one left. Think of things that fly through the sky. Huh. I can't believe we got the Walendas, but we don't have the last one. We've got the Walendas, drone, time, butterfly, bee, bug, kite, airplane, helicopter, bird. One answer left to go. Name something that flies. What is it? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name something that flies. Do we know what it is? I hope we do. Let's see. Go ahead, caller.
How about clouds?
Clouds, good answer. Not on the list, but a good answer. Clouds do not make the list. Name something that flies. 37 minutes past the hour here. Interesting answers. A lot of things fly, but we're eluded by one. What is that answer that's eluding us here? Something that flies. Go ahead, caller.
What about a flag?
A flag does fly. Fly your flag, but not on the list today.
Okay.
No flag. Name something that flies. One answer left. Does anybody know what that would be? Then we can move on to the next one. And I'll tell you, the next one is a very interesting one. I like the next category. But we've got to get the final one here. Name something that flies. 38 minutes past the hour here. Are we going to know what it is? Are we going to find out together? Name something that flies. We've got bird, airplane, helicopter, kite, bug, bee, butterfly, time, drone, the Walendas. Go ahead, caller.
What a helium balloon.
Helium balloon, another good answer. Not on the list, but good answer.
Helium balloon does not take us through the category of something that flies. There's still one more answer in the category of things that fly. Name something that flies. Not a helium balloon. What could it be? Bird, airplane, helicopter, kite, bug, bee, butterfly, time, drone, the Walendas. One answer left of the 10 that we started with. We've got 9 out of 10. What is that final answer that eludes us today? Something that flies. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody know what the answer could be? Something that flies. You know, I flew last night when I fell off that chair. Flew and hit the ground. But it wasn't very graceful. I don't think they're going to hire me as a Walenda with that kind of fall that I took. All right. Does anybody know what it is? Something that flies. If we don't get it here in the next 4 minutes, what do we got here? Till the break. Well, we've got about 5 minutes. 5 minutes till the break. If we don't get it in the next 5 minutes, I'll give you a hint. But let's see if we can get it in the next 5 minutes. Something that flies. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, flying fish.
Flying fish? No flying fish. I don't know if I've ever seen a flying fish. What kind of fish fly? Now, I've heard of a fish fry, but not of a fish fly. Maybe they're similar. It is Friday. All right. Name something that flies. Does anybody know what that would be? Looking for the final answer in the category of things that fly. 740-383-9944. There are all kinds of things, I guess, when you think about it, that fly. Now, the answers we've already gotten: bird, airplane, helicopter, kite, bug, bee, butterfly, time, drone, and the Walendas. We've already got those, but there is one answer left in the category of things that fly. 41 minutes past the hour, 4 minutes left to go in this segment. Is somebody going to call in and guess the final answer in the category of things that fly? 740-383-9944. And once we get through this one, we will go on to the next category, which I find highly interesting. There are 10 answers in the next category, too. But we've still got to polish this one off. Things that fly. Nice basic category. Do we know what that final guess is? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody have their thinking cap on out there? Let's see. 740-383-9944. Things that fly. Now somebody's got to know. Huh. Did we, you know, like last time, I think I can see smoke coming out of a lot of people's brains, trying to think of something that flies that we have not guessed yet here on this particular list. It's number 8. It's not the very last one. The Walendas was the last one. But it is number 8 on the list of things that fly. 43 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Things that fly. What are we missing out on here? Holy mackerel. Here comes a call. Go ahead, caller.
Magic carpet?
Magic carpet ride. You know, it's not on the list, but I give you an A for effort for trying.
Oh, that's just as good as a win, Scott.
I think so, too. Thank you.
Bye.
All right, not a magic carpet, but we're looking for things that fly. Coming up on 44 minutes past the hour here. Wow. This has kind of come to a halt. This Things That Fly. How about this? You know, I'm trying to think of a good hint for this particular thing. It is something that flies. I assure you of that. It's number 8 on the list of things that fly. Is anybody going to get in here in the next minute and guess a thing that flies before the break? 740-383-9944. We've still got one thing that flies. Well, I tell you what, we're coming up on the break. We're going to be back in 60 seconds. I'll give you a hint when we come back. Don't you dare go anywhere. You're tuned in to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Marion, Ohio.
And Scott, WWGH Radio is my favorite place for news.
Well, Ted, I take that as high praise.
Well, it's true, without a doubt. Where else can you find a mayor, governor, treasurer, and the golden voice all on the same show? Variety is the spice of life.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, the talking place.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
And we're back here on this Friday, 46 minutes past the hour. We're in the category of things that fly. We've got bird, airplane, helicopter, kite, bug, bee, butterfly, time, drone, and the Wallendas. We've still got one answer left in the category of things that fly. Okay, here's a hint. This comes out of an airplane. This last thing that flies comes out of an airplane. What would come out of an airplane that flies? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. It would come out of an airplane. It's something that flies. Go ahead, caller.
Man with a parachute?
And what do we call those?
We call it a man with a parachute.
I think there's a particular name for those people.
Okay.
You're close.
Oh,
that's as close as anything could be.
Okay.
Okay, we'll see if it pops up here.
All right.
Man with a parachute. Something that comes out of an airplane. Name something that flies. Now, it does come out of an airplane. All right. Let's see if this is it. Go ahead, caller.
Jumpers?
Not jumpers. No, that's a good guess. They don't call them jumpers. Not man with a parachute and not jumpers. There is a technical name that we're looking for here. For this particular thing that comes out of an airplane that does fly.
740-383-9944. Does anybody know what that particular thing is? Go ahead, caller.
Paratrooper.
Not a paratrooper.
Okay.
Nope, not a paratrooper. Close again. Well, let's see. Maybe this is it. Let's see what we got coming down the pike. Go ahead.
Here's a good answer, Scott. Pesticides, like when they're crop dusting or they're like spraying for mosquitoes.
You know, it's not pesticide.
Whatever you call it, I mean, pesticide or, you know, pest control. I mean, that's got to be because crop dusting is common, especially here in the Midwest.
It certainly is, and they also do that with mosquitoes, but it doesn't make the list today.
I mean, the parachute jumper, isn't that? It's a parachutist. A sky jumper, what's it called? A sky jumper? A skydiver, that's what you want, right?
Yeah, skydiver, that's what we were looking for.
Yeah, I don't think the other answers, I think it might birds, but I don't think birds come out of a plane. Honestly, the crop dusting, to me, that's the top answer. That's I don't understand why that's not even on there.
No, crop dusting did not show up on the list today.
You would agree that that's a good answer, especially here, you know, a lot of agriculture in this area. I mean, they spray for mosquitoes in Marion, don't they? I mean...
Well, they do, but I don't know if the stuff that they dump out of there actually flies. I think it just falls.
Yeah, it just, well, the parachute jumper, he or she doesn't really fly. You fall, and then you use a parachute to make you go a lot slower. So that doesn't really fly either.
Could be. I don't know. It's all in the list, I guess.
Yeah, I just wonder where they pull these people, because they're not from around here, because that's the most, I mean, I agree, parachute jumper is a good answer. But I think crop dusting, that'd be my answer if somebody asked me.
The old Wallendas were on the list. I was happy to see that.
Yeah, Carl Wallenda was a legend, and his family, I believe, they're still in that business.
Well, now we'll move on to the, now the next category is interesting, so we'll move on to that. Thanks for calling.
Okay, Scott, thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, again, here is the category. Name something that flies. Bird, airplane, helicopter, kite, bug, bee, butterfly... Time, skydiver, a drone, and the Wallendas. Those were the things that fly. All right, on to the next category. 50 minutes past the hour here. Wouldn't it be something if we could knock this out in 10 minutes? We still have another hour this morning. Name something that makes you itch. Something that makes you itch. 10 answers. Name something that makes you itch. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Something that makes you itch. Go ahead, caller.
Poison ivy.
Poison ivy. Poison ivy's number 3 on the list. You got it. Thank you. Poison ivy comes right off as number 3 on the list. Things that make you itch. What could make you itch? Let's see what we got coming down the line here. Go ahead, caller.
Let's just use the same theme as before, and keep in mind, having watched the VP debate, this is an obvious answer. An insect, mosquito, bed bug, tick, insect bite would certainly make you itch.
You know, bug bite is the number one answer.
You think that Mike Pence's white hair was itching, and he wasn't really doing anything when he saw that fly, so he's immune to bug itches.
Might have been the hairspray.
I think the fly was the star of the debate. He has the fly. I'm not sure if it's a he or a she. The fly has its own Twitter account.
Well, that's
it's
good.
Become quite a celebrity.
But we're happy for that. We're happy for the fly.
Okay. Well, that was number. Yeah, poison ivy. Is poison oak the same thing as or poison sumac? Is that the same thing as poison ivy?
I would say so.
Here's a cerebral answer. Remember the song, the 7 year itch is, I think, another version. I don't think 7 years is an answer, but that's something else I was thinking of.
That's a good guess, but it's not on the list, but thank you.
Thank you. Okay, thanks, Scott.
All right, we're talking about things that make you itch. Number 1 is bug bite. Number 3 is poison ivy. Things that make you itch. 740-383-9944. Does anybody out there know things that make you itch? What could they be? 10 answers. All right, go ahead, caller.
What about, like, allergies?
Allergies. Let's see here. An allergy is number 9 on the list.
Okay.
Thank you. Allergy does make the list at number 9. Name something that makes you itch. We've got 3. Bug bite, poison ivy, allergy. Go ahead, caller.
Hives.
Hives. Let me see here. Hives is not on the list, unfortunately. No hives today. Name something that makes you itch. 53 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. Something that makes you itch. Go ahead, caller.
A sunburn, Scott.
Sunburn. Let's see here. Sunburn not on the list. No sunburn today. Oh, wait a second. Sunburn is number 8. I apologize, caller. You are right. Sunburn is number 8. The caller scores one there. They were right. Go ahead, caller.
Like when you cut yourself, Scott, you know, you cut yourself with a paper cut or something, it itches, and you don't want to scratch it so it doesn't get infected.
I don't see cut on the list, but it's a good guess.
That's a good answer, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
good. Not bad.
Like even your ankle, doesn't that itch? When you
No, my ankle does not itch right now.
Let's just put that as an answer, like Scott's ankle, Scott's karma from the Ghirardelli chocolate incident.
Yeah, no. I wish it did itch. If it itched, I'd be okay.
Yeah, maybe you're immune to itching. Well, that's a good answer. I'm trying. Believe me, I still don't understand that crop dusting. They didn't poll people in Ohio because that's, to me, the number one thing associated with something coming out of a plane other than a parachute person.
We'll have to call the home office and see what the answer is to that.
Okay, well, that's all. Let me try to think of something else, Scott.
All right. Things that itch. We got bug bite, poison ivy, sunburn, and allergies. What else itches? We have 6 more answers. There are 10 on the list. Things that make you itch. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
What about certain types of clothing? Like, I know wool sweaters itch.
You know what? Wool is number 5 on the list.
Hot diggity.
There you go. Thank you. Wool makes the list of the top 10 things that make you itch. Bug bite, poison ivy, wool, sunburn, allergies. We're halfway there. We've got 5 of the 5. 5 of the 10. Go ahead, caller.
How about a wool sweater?
Wool sweater, number 5 on the list.
All right.
Thank you. Wool sweater is definitely there. All right. We have 5 more answers here. What could they be? Coming down the list. Go ahead, caller.
Wool is a good answer, Scott, as well as any kind of uncomfortable clothing, because especially me, I'm sensitive to certain fabrics. But wool includes all fabrics, all kinds of clothing, I presume, right?
I would say so.
Either answer, like a dog bite, not insect, but or even a human bite. I mean, a dog bite certainly itches. Or like when a dog, like when a cat scratches you, does that count like a cat scratching you? Would that be a scratch? Would that be an answer?
You know, a scratch or bite is not on the list.
But if a cat scratches you, it certainly itches. Okay, I'm trying.
Keep trying. Keep trying.
I'm not sure where these people are from, but they're not from Marion.
Keep trying. There we go. Things that make you itch. That is where we are here. 56 minutes past the hour, and remember, we got a whole nother hour of this coming up next hour. Things that make you itch. We've got 5 of the 10. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Oh, man. Go ahead, caller.
How about dry skin?
Dry skin. Number 4 on the list. Dry skin. All right. We've got old dry skin taken care of. All right. Now we're down to 4 answers. Maybe we'll get them before the hour's up. 740-383-9944. If you're really good, we can get the remaining 4 before we're up here. 4 answers left. Things that make you itch. What 4 answers remain? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Things that make you itch. We've got 6 of the 10. 4 remain. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, that one guy is really letting you have it, ain't he? I'm listening, but itching powder.
Itching powder. You know what? I don't see any itching powder on the list, but a good guess. I didn't make this list up.
That one caller is letting you have it today, ain't he?
Well, hey, listen, I didn't make this list up. People are just going to have to deal with it. Hey, thank you for calling.
Yeah.
Phone lines are open. Things that make you itch. 740-383-9944. 4 answers left here. 58 minutes past the hour. Remember, we got a whole nother hour, so we're coming back. Go ahead, caller.
This is a great answer, Scott. If this isn't on there, you need to find a new source of questions. Beard or facial hair, both on your own face or if you rub up against someone's beard, that's got to be the answer.
Beard, facial hair, not on the list.
Your body hair, I mean, beards itch. I mean, that's a lot of men don't grow them or why they don't let them grow long. But that's got to be on there. That is a great answer.
That's not on the list.
You would agree that's also a good answer.
It's a good answer, but it's not on this particular list.
I mean, if I don't shave for a couple of days, my whole face itches. I mean, there's redness because I keep scratching it. So I don't understand these people. They don't have beards. They don't crop dust.
I don't know
what planet these people are from.
It's rough. Back to the drawing board.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. All right. Things that make you itch. Okay. Four answers left. Things that make you itch. Bug bite, poison ivy, dry skin, wool, sunburn, allergy. What are the remaining four things that make you itch? You know, there are two things on this list that I immediately would have guessed that nobody's guessed yet. Things that make you itch. Well, guess what? We've got a whole nother hour coming up. We've got the obits, the news, the weather. So we're going to do this on the other side of the hour. Keep thinking about things that make you itch. Go ahead, caller.
What about, when you have a wound or a cut or something that's healing? Something that's healing, they say that itches.
What in the world are you people itching out there? These wounds,
like,
these
cuts?
Like,
haven't you ever got, like any kind of, even, like, from surgery or something, like an incision or a wound, and, like, it'll start to itch, and people say that means it's healing? You never heard that?
No, I just put some Keopectate on there and move on down the road.
Keopectate? That's for your gut, Santa.
That's for your... Is it?
Where did you get your medical degree, Scott?
Well, you know, that's why my ankle's the way it is. That's why I'm going to be peg leg for the rest of my life.
Good Lord. There was something else I was going to say, but I can't think of it, so I'll call you back.
Do you think I'm getting a hard time here today or what?
No, we're having the time of our lives. Are you kidding me? This is what I look all... Forget about payday. Forget about going home to my family. This is what I live for, Scott.
And we got a whole nother hour to go.
Oh, goody.
Stay tuned. We'll be back in an hour. Things that make you itch.
Do you want to see happen from this point out? This is now the truth.
It is the truth. And this is what I wanted. My goal is I want to see all the books rewritten. I want everything rewritten. I would like everyone to take back what they said. And, does that make sense?